is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. Joe has gone a full 5 minutes without insulting someone, so we are very pleased.
Good boy. For yourself.
Yeah, but you're not someone that counts.
Oh wow! Oh,
I didn't say I went full 5 minutes.
No,
Joe did. So we're just
no, we didn't get 30 seconds out of the break before you started.
I don't think I insulted you.
Just now, yeah.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I didn't. I forgot what it was now.
Exactly. All right, we will do some School of Fools.
Bring around the rosy, bucket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Shame, shame, shame.
School of Fools.
Yes, we got some foolish stuff going on this week. All right, we'll start with a dress code for parents. James Madison High School in Houston has implemented a dress code targeted toward parents that has riled some folks up, you think? Principal Carlotta Outley Brown wrote in a letter earlier this month to parents that they cannot enter school grounds while wearing pajamas or revealing clothing. The school is also prohibiting parents from wearing leggings, sagging pants, low-rider shorts, short dresses, and low-cut tops. Women can't wear a satin cap, hair curlers, shower cap, or bonnet on their heads or anything else from the 1700s.
A bonnet.
Jesus Christ.
Even on Easter? In my Easter school's bonnet.
Closed.
Oh, true.
Closed. The new policy was implemented to prepare our children and let them know daily the appropriate attire they were supposed to wear when entering a building or going somewhere, applying for a job, or visiting someone outside of the home setting, Outley Brown said. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've been upset by a bonnet.
You know what? They are very upsetting.
I was so upset I had a bee in my bonnet. That's how upset I was about it. Yeah, went there. All right. The guidelines follow reports that a mother was not allowed to enroll her daughter at Madison High School because she showed up wearing a T-shirt, dress, and a headscarf. However, some parents don't agree with the new rules. Rosemary Young was handed a copy of the new parental dress code when she wore a satin cap. Is that code for something? Is that a euphemism?
It's a euphemism for what African Americans wear on their head frequently when they're having a bad hair day. They don't have their wig on.
A satin cap.
A satin cap, or they're saying a bonnet. I don't know where they're getting that.
The Amish.
But like the shower caps and stuff.
Oh.
I'm afraid to say that that's like a covering up your curlers, or you know, covering up your do when it's not quite, you know, looking its best. A lot, you'll see that more in African-American communities.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, there's an undercurrent here.
Glad we have you to keep in touch with the African-American community. Our African-American correspondent, Pippi Ellis.
Yeah, I speak for them.
You do.
No.
She said she was in a hurry because her younger son had broke his arm earlier. Everybody's good with fucking excuses.
He broke his arm and that made her hurry to bring him to school?
No, she had to pick up her school, but, you know, make yourself look presentable, you hose beast. It doesn't matter how a parent should come. Quickly, hopefully. Young told CNN affiliate KTRK. If we come here belligerent, out of control, things of that nature, that's what you have the police for. But what I wear should never be an issue. I'm not revealing. I'm not doing anything. I don't have any weapons. Zef Capo, president of the Houston Federation of Teachers, also thinks the school went too far. Having body parts exposed is one thing. Here's my cock. Turning someone away because their hair is in rollers is a little ridiculous, Capo told CNN. This is an issue of a principal issuing a dictatorial edict rather than having substantive conversation. Some of that stuff seems a little classist, Capo added. Houston Independent School District declined to comment because they were getting their hair did. Outley Brown did not respond to the request for comment. I don't think there should be a dress code for parents. I mean, don't come in showing your tatas or your package. But, you know, other than that, and then you have a conversation and listen. This is a little inappropriate. Here's a robe. Cover yourself up. Like, have a robe on standby.
Just in case somebody shows up with the girls out or
what are you
wagging their willy.
What are you going to do? Suspend the parents? I mean, what?
You can't.
You're going to deny them access to their child if they have to pick up their child?
It's ridiculous. It's like, unless they are breaking decency rules, and it's like every community has their rules or what's considered indecent exposure. But I mean, other than that, you've got no goddamn right to tell people what to wear to pick
pajamas,
up their kid.
Pajamas, roll, whatever. You know what? When I've dropped off a kid at Hebrew school, sometimes they rope me into talking, and I'm not looking my best. I got my workout pants on and a holy t-shirt. Not holy because it's religious, holy because it's holy.
I know, and it's none of your damn business if that's what I'm wearing. If I'm walking the dog, I'm working out, that I rolled out of bed and what I slept in and drove the kid to school, none of your damn business.
You know, and sometimes on parent-teacher night, sometimes parents come in wearing dirty stuff because they have a dirty job,
yeah.
And they're trying to get to parent-teacher night.
Right. So it's like you should just be damn happy they're taking care of their kids, they're doing what they're supposed to do, they're involved in their school life. That's enough. Shut up.
I think they're right.
What?
I absolutely right. Come presentable. Do you have to be told not to wear pajamas? You know, and it was
people wear pajamas on the airplane. I never heard you bitch.
It was probably a culmination of people.
Well, what about people wearing pajamas on the airplane?
You should be wearing pajamas on an airplane. You're
people
on an airplane.
Do it all the
they
time.
They do it all the time.
They shouldn't be allowed to board. I mean, we're getting into a society
How
right now.
How often do you fly?
Not that much.
How often do you drop off kids?
Not that much.
Then shut the fuck up.
No. No, because I have enough common sense that I had some sense of decency to dress appropriately when I go out in public.
Really?
he looks fine.
Yeah, compared to what?
No, you know what? We've become a slovenly-looking
society. A slovenly society.
Right, but when your kid's got a broken arm and you have to rush to school, sorry, my hair is in a curler.
However.
But that's the issue. That's what caused it.
I understand that. But basically, there had to be, like, with the shower cap or the bonnet on their head, that's one thing, okay? But basically, they had to put this had to be a culmination of a whole lot of incidents.
They went too far.
They went too far, but they do have a point. Wearing pajamas,
don't wear
revealing
clothing.
They're going to a school where children are wearing pajamas,
Have
revealing
you seen what the
clothing.
Kids wear?
Well, yeah, that's another thing. Leggings, sagging pants, low-rise shorts.
As long as the pants are not showing your ass, I don't care if you're if it's
short
baggy.
Dresses with low-cut top. Mm-hmm. I mean, these people are supposed to be role models. They're showing.
And what happens if she's a waitress and that's her uniform, and she has to run and get her kid?
They're showing up in a uniform for a job. These people are showing up like slums.
You don't know that.
Of course I do know that. It's a culmination of what's been going on in this school, and they probably said enough's enough and set the rules.
And how long have you been studying this particular school?
Because it's just...
How long have you been studying this particular school? You don't know that!
Believe me, from the dossier they just gave it right here, you could tell.
No,
right?
You really can't tell.
I think you could tell. Of course you could tell. What do you think? They just dreamed all this stuff out of thin air? This had to be something that was an ongoing thing that they finally said enough is enough.
How familiar are you with school boards? How familiar are you with school boards?
I'm not that familiar.
Okay,
I am.
They mix it up.
But what I am is I'm familiar enough where something looks like it's been a problem and they finally said enough is enough on it.
Well, I mean, that does happen, but sometimes it's only aimed at one person. I'm not saying that that's what's the case here.
All right,
but
Shirley can't come dressed like this.
They can't do that, so they made it like everybody
else. But they
went
too far. It's too extreme.
They went too far.
You can say, listen,
I'll agree with that. It's too extreme, but there are some modes of dress in here that are unacceptable.
Don't wear revealing clothes. Unless it's for your job and it's an emergency.
You're a stripper and you had to drop off the kid.
Well, I mean, even
you know, if Amber's got to do what she's got to do, but you know.
No, but even then they have a coat.
Yes.
Amber's not pole dancing her way to the front desk.
That would be exciting.
It would be. I mean, no, it looks like they're targeting people.
Yeah, it does.
It looks like they're taking advantage of don't dress like they do.
Yeah.
Like a satin cap. How is a satin cap offensive? Your head is covered. How is a bonnet offensive?
Who cares what you have on your head?
A scarf around your head. How is that offensive? It's not revealing. It's not distracting.
No.
There's nothing. So they've gone too far.
Yeah, so
this is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I mean, then you start getting into, like, are they talking about, you know, somebody's wearing a do-rag? Is somebody wearing something that is religious? It's like, what are you saying?
Listen,
there are slobs, so what?
How is a school supposed to enforce a dress code if
they
the parents are coming up?
They can't even enforce this. How are they going to enforce this?
What do you mean,
this?
With the kids?
Yeah.
With the kids, you send the kid home or detention.
Yeah.
But you can't do anything to the parents. You're just being an asshole. There's nothing you can do.
Shouldn't the parents be role models? I mean, how are you going to enforce a dress code if the parents parents are showing up like slobs.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not up to the school. The school is there for the education of the children. They're not there to tell the parents how to live their lives.
Yeah, if this is a public school, you can't do that.
No, you can't.
Private school, listen, you sign, you agree to sign. Like, if that's in a private school, like, if you're gonna come here this and you're going to come to a school, you need to look like this. And you sign up, and you are by those rules and parameters. That's fine.
If I roll up in my pajamas and my hair in curlers to drop my kid off, nobody's goddamn business. Now, if I sign up to be the class mother, yeah, I have to show up presentable and, you know, be a role model because I'm dealing with all the kids. But you have nothing to say when I roll up.
If I got the flu and I got to pick up my kid, I got to get all fucking dressed up.
Yeah, no.
Happy I don't breathe on you.
Yeah, really.
Stupid.
You put a pair of jeans on, a shirt, and a jacket.
Right, but if your hair's
covered.
Don't
show up in your fucking pajamas.
What's the difference, though?
Because wearing pajamas in public is not acceptable.
They
it's slobbery.
Actually, you know what? You're wrong, because schools, including my kids' school, they've had pajama days where the kids all get to wear pajamas.
That's a day. It's a pajama day.
Yeah, I mean, that's
an acceptable.
I mean,
look, cool.
How about a parent is wearing pajamas every day to school?
I mean, even if they do. Say that
you can't enforce it. It's the dumbest thing. What are you going to take it out on the kids? Yeah. Can't do that. It's just bullshit because you can't enforce it.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't pick up your kid. Really? You call the police. You stop me from picking up my kid.
Yeah.
It's not. It's the biggest bullshit headline shit. Whoever came up with this needs to be fucking fired.
I don't think so. I don't think so. And I think they mean to be committed.
You're the one who calls fat people pregnant. Nobody trusts your judgment.
No, I think because basically you're showing kids that it's okay to be a slob. And you want to know something? That's going to be an impression on them.
Hair curlers is not slovenly.
But you know what? Wearing pajamas, revealing clothing.
Have you ever gotten cold?
These kids are going to think it's acceptable to go out and get a job to look like that. No, to be at a job to look like that. And when they can't get work. Now we're going, oh, we got an employment problem.
How many times
problem?
Have you been called in the middle of the morning when you're doing shit around the house and it's your kid calling because they got 103 fever and you got to go and get there? You know what? You don't have time to get yourself all fixed up. You get your ass in the car and you fucking go.
You put a pair of pants on and a shirt and you go.
No.
What's the difference? No. If you're doing gardening or you're painting and so you're covered in whatever and then you go, oh, I forgot this. And you go to the hardware store in that because you're not going to take a shower, get dressed and go to the hardware store. And then get back into your dirties. You just go there as is and you buy your stuff. So what's the difference if I go in that outfit to Lowe's or Home Depot or I go in that outfit to pick up my kid?
Because I think from the way this article is being explained, it looks like it was an ongoing problem.
They didn't say that. Nowhere did it say there was an ongoing problem.
Because it's not because one person just showed up and they, oh, we got to change anything.
No, you said the article.
Any policy like that has been written because it's been an ongoing problem.
Why aren't you supposed to have a grill in your community and the homeowners? Because somebody got a fucking bee in their bonnet. There's not grills. There's no common sense why you can't have grills. Because somebody had the fucking power to say you can't have grills. It's the same time. Trust me, I've dealt with the school boards and the school system. It's the same type of petty shit. You give small people power and they try to enforce it. It's the same type of shit.
Yeah, I mean, my old workplace, they wrote up a new manual, an employee manual, and they had a dress code in there. They'd always had one, but they apparently fine-tuned it. And one of the things was you can't have, quote-unquote, scraggly hair. Define for me what the hell scraggly hair is.
Joe would love scraggly hair.
And I was in there. I'm like, what the hell is scraggly hair? So, I mean...
You know. You with your scraggles.
I know, it was me. But I'm just saying that...
This is why you get pulled out of TSA. Scraggly hair.
Yeah, bam,
but they don't look for a hair, they look for a arm.
Yeah, scraggles.
Scraggly arm.
But here's the difference. That's it. Here's the difference. They're paying you.
Right. That's the thing. Is that I'm not enrolled in this school. They can go fuck themselves. If I show up with my scraggly hair and my PJs and I've got like dirt marks all over me, I'm just picking up my kid. Go fuck yourself.
They simply want the parents to have a sense of decorum when they show up to the school.
Yeah, I know, but they would like that, but they can't enforce that.
You can't make rules that you can't enforce.
Then your children won't have a sense of decorum.
Well, you can't say that. Not necessarily.
No, my mom and dad are really hard workers. They're working two jobs each. Sorry they couldn't put on a suit and tie to pick me up when I had a fever.
It's not a matter of a suit and tie. Don't show up in pajamas. Don't show up in a revealing clothing.
What about a bonnet, Joe? What's your problem with bonnets?
Bonnet.
Are you anti-Mennonite? Are you taking an anti-Mennonite stance right
the,
now?
The bonnet, see, on the bonnet, they kind of got a little out of hand.
And the satin hat, because a woman's unhappy with her hair. She's not revealing anything. She's covering up her hair.
So you want chemo lady? She has to take that off because it doesn't
fit
the
scarf. What's wrong with a scarf around your head? Plenty of people wear scarves. They're fashionable.
You could wear one. It would be nice.
It would be nice. Bring some color. Bring out your eyes. Might make you a nicer person, too. Get your scarf.
I'm going to wear a scarf next week.
Well, Joe won't allow you.
I know. I won't be allowed in the basement.
Where's your decorum, woman?
All right.
Fucking ridiculous. This is
titties out, scarf on. That's how I'm coming.
That's how I prefer you. This is one person who got a little bit of power. And
if you haven't dealt with them, and being an ex-teacher, not as a parent, but if you haven't dealt with them, you have no idea how vindictive and small PTAs and school boards can be.
It's all about power.
It is.
It's the same thing with homeowners association, which is the reason why I'm not part of one. Because you're going to tell me to what now?
I would never.
You don't have a homeowners association?
Nope.
I thought you did.
Nope. Somebody's mowing the lawn, but I'm not paying for
shit. Who
takes
care of the roof and all that? You know,
we got our own roof. Paid for it. You did? Yeah, I've had my roof worked on a couple times.
Really?
Yes, Joe.
I'm not being
I pay my own mortgage too.
No, I'm not being an asshole because
No,
absolutely not. No, I figured basically because you know it was very communal that you would
somebody mows the lawn. Part of the complex pays for shit. I don't pay for dick. Now I think like you might have to get permission like with zoning to get certain extensions,
right.
like for your deck, your porch outside.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with this community.
I don't think it does.
No, that's
a town thing. Because basically I figured there's condominium condos.
No. Townhouses.
All right, because I figured with that you would have
plenty of townhouses have a homeowners association too.
Yeah.
No, I mean, my mother-in-law's in the senior community. They got the same shit. Fuck that noise. Mm-hmm. I'm an adult. You're not telling me what to do.
Yeah,
and that's why I said when you told me that you can have a grill, but you have one covertly, I'm like, are they fucking insane?
Well, the grill is like, you know, they're not going to bust your balls, but you know,
but there's a rule, and there's a rule because somebody said there should be a rule, not because there was a grill outbreak.
I'll tell you where the rules get kind of ridiculous. Joe Cumier lives in a complex like yours, you know, and it's all everything's connected.
Yeah, I can do whatever I want,
but he's got a homeowners association. He wanted to get a hot tub put by the door. He said, no, you can't. Why? Well, because we don't, you know. The homeowners association didn't want it, so we went to the town of Brookhaven, and the town of Brookhaven said, "Yeah, it's got to be at least 15 feet from the house." And it's like, that's ridiculous. He goes, "What? Why are you doing?" Well, they're worried about kids drowning. I go, "Do you realize there's a man-made lake that is 12 feet from my back door that my daughter could drown in?" And you're worried about
the hot tub that she has to climb
into.
Well,
people, and this is the answer the town of Brookhaven said, "Well, people aren't supposed to swim in there." So you're going to tell a 4-year-old they can't swim in there?
Wait a minute,
Joe, are you saying people make arbitrary, ridiculous decisions just because they can?
In certain situations, but this is a culmination of a problem.
Well, clearly there was a culmination of hot tub issues and grill issues. Clearly there was an outbreak of hot tubs and
grills.
Well,
no, what they did was they made a rule because they were worried about a kid getting in and drowning. Where they made, you know, that
let me
they
tell
made
you something
rule,
about a lot of not, the, a lot of these rules are just excuses so people can wield power.
Yeah, it doesn't it seem
for
arbitrary?
Somebody who wanted for somebody to shake it up and drain the swamp, you sure are willing to go along with some rules here, my friend.
What I was saying is, from the story, it looks like it was a culmination of people showing up like slobs.
But I think that what you're doing is reading top down, and you're putting your predisposed situation into the article. There's nothing in evidence saying that happened. I mean, I'm not saying that people don't roll up every place looking like slobs.
The principal would comment, we had a bunch of people.
But it just comes usually when there's something written up like that, and especially in a school district, it's after time again.
You would like to think it's common sense, but what we're telling you from real life experiences, very often it's not common
sense.
But
wouldn't you say it would be something from happening time and time again?
No, I would say this is a power play. I would say that the teachers weren't really consulted on it. The parents weren't consulted on it. It should not be one person's decision. If there's an issue, this should go up above the school board. Go, listen, we're having this issue.
Have an open meeting.
Exactly. That's what should happen. Yeah. This is one person making a decision. At least that's how it appears.
Yeah, somebody watched too much Project Runway and got carried away with themselves.
Yeah. All right. No doors on bathroom stalls.
Oh, this is better.
Who knows how Joe's going to come out on this? I don't know. One school in Illinois has shocked students and parents alike after they made the decision to remove the doors from bathroom stalls after a student allegedly wrote a note in the bathroom threatening a school shooting with a poop. Despite both students and their parents being outraged by the decision, the Beardstown School District is standing by their decision, ABC 20 reports. After the initial shock of discovering their privacy had been taken away from them, some students have been forced to get creative. Mostly girls have been bringing blankets from their house and hanging it up in the stalls so people can't see them. Yesterday, people started putting their shoes and boots in front of the stall so people would know they're in the bathroom. Juan Juarez, a Beardstown high school student where the door ban had taken effect, told the outlet. In fact, many female students have raised their concerns over the lack of privacy. But the Beardstown School District says that they will be permitted to use private restroom in the nurse's office. This, however, raises the concern if it unfairly causes female students to miss out on class time by not only traveling to the nurse's office, but also having to wait to use one private restroom available. You have to understand, when kids have a place to spend time, whether it's a minute or 5 minutes, sometimes things happen in there. It's good, bad, or otherwise, like shit. It has helped limit some of the things that were taking place, Superintendent Ron Gilbert told ABC 20. Some of the things, we get one fucking example.
Right.
He did not immediately respond to Yahoo Lifestyle's request for comment.
Would you?
The school district has taken additional precautions regarding the threat written in the bathroom stool. They've done away with all writing utensils. Now the kids sign their answers, including allowing... No, but why not?
I mean,
it was written somehow. No more pens. including allowing... It makes more sense. Including allowing students to enter and exit the school through one door, conducting random searches, and utilizing handhold metal detectors at after-school events. ABC 20 reports that the school district is listening to parents' feedback regarding the stall doors and... They will take this into consideration. Yeah, I think it's a bit much. I think it's a stall too far.
I could solve the problem immediately.
How?
Put the see-through doors on there.
How does that solve anything?
Solve a problem. Asshole, I was kidding.
How can we tell with you? Did you tell that to the not pregnant lady? I'd be fucking furious.
That's a bit much, and I'll tell you why, because basically...
But Joe, I'm sure there was a culmination of events that went to this very logical decision. People were just shitting when they wanted, Joe. We can't have this. Pooping and shitting in bathrooms, occasionally scrawling something on a wall. This is the most logical outcome, Joe.
It was just one incident, okay?
No, Joe. It seems to me there was an ongoing problem with shitting and peeing and writing.
Whenever they want. They might take 5 whole minutes
in
there.
What do you think this is? A shithole? You see how stupid some people are? That's why the segment's called School of Fools, Joe. I'd be flipping out.
I would be flipping out if this my kid had to put up with this nonsense.
Too much.
No.
The logical answer is like, all right, we're gonna have if you have the money, you're gonna have to have somebody in the bathrooms.
Wait a minute. This is because the kid wrote a note while he happened to be in the bathroom. So now what are we going to do?
Graffiti.
Oh, he wrote the graffiti in the bathroom. Okay, I missed.
Somebody threatened a school shooting on a bathroom wall, which is where all the serious threats come from.
So if he wrote it on the gym locker room wall, we don't have sports
that,
anymore.
That if you want to have a good time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Next time, I'm fucking writing it in the math textbooks. No more fucking math.
Yeah, no more math.
We can't be
no
trusted with math books.
Doesn't add up.
Yeah.
Thank you, John.
But what I said, if it was in the locker room wall, it was no more sports?
So fucking stupid.
Stupid.
So fucking
stupid.
I had, and when I was in elementary school, for some reason, I don't know, they didn't have doors in the bathroom stalls.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's a better to touch you with.
Yeah. And I thought it was stupid.
Yeah,
and
I've crazy. Never.
I'm sure it was a culmination of events, Joe.
I never took a dump at school. Wait till
well,
I got
see,
it worked.
Yeah. I remember in sports, like in the locker room, there was like no bathroom stalls. Mm-hmm. And like teammates and whatnot be taking the shit and all. Not me. Nay, nay.
No.
Now, I'll squeeze those cheeks. I can run with squoze cheeks.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't have stalls at all. They just
They didn't have doors.
Oh, yeah. It was the same.
It's awful. And I wouldn't take the group shower either. Leave my stuff alone.
Yeah.
I'm modest.
So
yeah.
Am I.
I don't want the others to get jealous, get tempted. Can't have that. No, I always like wonder, how are you going to really wipe in front of a live studio audience?
Yeah, no. That should never happen. Ever. No one should be present for that moment.
Some wipes are not as quick and easy as other wipes.
No.
Sometimes it's going to take some time. Sometimes the shit does not go quietly into the good toilet. Hey, you don't want to be walking around with stinky britches.
Right.
You know what? Toilets are completely different in the UK.
Really?
Yeah.
They have a bidet.
They're really, like, deep. Like,
oh, really?
What, do they have, like, thoughts?
They recite poetry to
Yeah. You know, I like the sellings of Keats.
Poo-poo. You know, yeah. Give me poo.
Poo.
Not a toilet, not a shoe. Just give me poo.
What is a turd, actually? Is it in this toilet?
What is a
really
turd,
deep?
But brown refuse?
Yeah. Is it, like, from the soul? Is it? This toilet's deep.
What are you talking about, woman?
No, you know how after you go, you turn around and you look to see what happened? Don't you? Glance
go
at
on.
What happened?
Go on.
What do you think came out? Cotton candy?
It was, my favorite.
It was.
Oh, there's that corn. I mean, what are you doing, you animal?
It was gone.
Really?
Gone. There was no sign.
Had enough for you.
No.
Maybe the turd monster ate it.
The toilet was so deep that there was no evidence that anything had befouled it.
Did you go down after it? Poo! Poo! Where are you, poo? I didn't want to leave it on these terms, poo. We spent so little time together, poo. I didn't mean for you to go. I just didn't want you in me any longer, poo. Come back, poo. Here, let me extend my hand to you, poo. Reach out. No, poo.
Don't
come
stop,
back.
Don't stop.
Just
don't
pretending stop. To swim.
Don't stop.
Poo! Mr. Helix, my poo has gone. My favorite poo has gone. I brought this poo from America, and I bring it here to England, and I made a run for it. Mr. Helix, this is the worst trip ever. My poo!
Come on in, mate. You're with friends now.
Can somebody go get security? My wife's freaking out that her poo is missing. Fucking animals.
Oh, that's hysterical. My poo! I can't see Ma on the hoople now. Poo!
Don't worry, mate. Her cries are deep down. You're safe with us now.
How can I enjoy myself without poo? You know how I save it. I look at it. I interview it. What was it like up there? Tell me all about it.
Oh, bear. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
The toilets. What do you mean the toilets are deep?
I mean, like, there doesn't seem to be, like, you can't
Poopio,
see
Poopio, where's our out there, Poopio?
You can't see the bottom.
Really?
What do you need to see?
Well, don't you look
occasionally
and see?
We'll see what's going on.
You want to see what's going on? Does everything look healthy?
Scarred me when it wasn't there.
It was just shocking, and it kept happening.
So something yum num 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 more poo num 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 num.
A couple of times I'm like, "Where? I wish I had a tape measure." But you know,
yeah, no, wow, that would explain why my tum tum hurt. That's a lot.
I wasn't looking to scarf it back up. I just wanted to
poo!
I wanted to see what's going on, and it was gone.
No! Poo! And P2! It's all gone!
God!
Oh, God! It's like it never happened! No skin mark! Nary a skin mark, Mr. Helix! Nary! It's like it never happened! Like we never spent any time! It's almost like a waste that I read this newspaper now!
It was all lonely down there until... Come on, mate, over here.
What are you?
Yeah.
Poo! Boo poo!
I'd like to introduce us a new yank friend of ours. Came out Pip's horse. Come on over.
Oh, poo!
Oh, God, those down there now? What? It's a mic.
Oh, poo, why would you leave me for other nuggets?
It is a mic down here. Oh, my God.
Poo!
Well, we've learned something tonight.
Learned a little bit much about Pip.
Yes.
And poop.
It's really strange.
It's Poop Helix.
Yes, Poop Helix.
Look, if you turn around, it's gone. You wonder, wait, what?
I took a dump, and it was gone.
What have I been doing here? Nothing happened. What's going on? Where'd it go?
I'm sure it's in good hands.
Don't get another treat from Pip.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Nom, 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 nom.
Look, I brought you souvenirs.
Is this haggis fritters? Nom, 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 nom.
Oh, you know that was God. A big old haggis dump.
It was just gone. Pip couldn't even take a picture and post it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Look, terrible. What I've been up to.
Yeah, that's the worst Instagram on the whole platform. Yeah, okay.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Deep toilets with Pip Helix.
The more you know.
Poo. I'm going to save it all for America where I know where it is. I'm holding it.
And this segment will be known as Poo!
Poo!
I had his deep toilets, but poo works too. Poo. Aren't you glad you shared?
Yes, very.
About 5 minutes of content. Nice Brit.
You never know.
7 minute dump, 5 minutes of content.
There you go. See, everything for the show.
It's a shame because Pitt likes to name them. Take roll call.
Take them out for a stroll.
She don't flush. She just leaves them there to gather.
Yeah, oh, God. Let the next person deal with this.
Poo! Oh, poo!
Oh, look, someone else's poo! That's the worst.
Yeah, so I think that's a little much, getting rid of the toilet, the doors.
Oh, yeah, God. Oh, yeah. Well, is that what we were talking about?
We're back. Okay. It's infuriating. I would have a real problem.
Yeah, so would I.
Oh, yeah.
But if only schools didn't do stupid stuff.
It
must have been a culmination of rogue poops.
I'm still standing with that was a culmination of certain incidents. I don't think it was just a one-off and he said, we'll do it. That's my opinion.
Mm.
Okay. Not the first one that's been wrong. Anyway, a Tennessee movie theater attracted viral attention after changed Hellboy to Heck Boy on its sign because it's across the street from an elementary school. The owner of the Roxy 8 movie theater in Dixon told CNN affiliate WZTV that she never puts words on a sign that could be considered profanity since young children would see it. Photos of the theater.
Oh, it wasn't like it was Cock Man.
Oh, I'd see that.
Photos of the. Wrong theater. Photos of the theater an hour outside Nashville have circulated widely on social media. As it turned out, our play on words became a little more exciting than we expected. Belinda Daniel told WZTV, we're glad that we could share a small bit of our great community while also sharing a laugh with the rest of the world. She said she only changed it on the sign. The title remained Hellboy on the theater's website and posters in front of the theater. The R-rated Hellboy, based on the Dark Horse comic books, tells of a bright red, muscle-bound half-demon who filed down horns. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with the decision.
It's okay. It's a little silly, but it's okay.
It's across the street from an elementary school. I'm like, yeah, all right, you know what? Yeah, I'm actually happy. If I was a parent, I'd be like, all right, that's cool.
Yeah.
She's a private business owner, and she's trying to be, you know, because, listen, a lot of families don't say hell.
I didn't know that. You know, I wouldn't have thought that was offensive, but if that's what it takes, if that's their community standards, fine.
When I was working at the Thurgood Inn, or it used to be a club in Virginia Beach, it had new owners. I'd worked for the owners. It had new owners. And they had a whole new list of rules. And one of the rules was no GD. I didn't know what GD was.
Oh.
It turns out it was goddamn. I was like, goddamn, I didn't know that was bad.
Yeah, I had a coworker that really was offended by that term. So I had to learn not to say it.
I would have said it more.
No, I had to pay a quarter every time I said it.
Why?
Her rules.
Fuck her!
No, I wouldn't.
Her rules. Fuck you, dyke.
No, she was neither.
She is for the purpose of this story.
Oh, okay. So I just, like, I learned how to not to say it because I respected her and I wanted to not offend her.
All right, but the paying is a little much.
No, it helped me remember.
Oh, God.
We laughed about it every time
losing quarters and poo. I was just fucking going crazy with you.
Everything's falling out of me.
It really. No, I mean, I don't have a problem. I think it's cool. I think it's fine. Yeah. I actually like it. I like it. Seems like a responsible member of the community.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not like they said we can't show this movie because it has that word in it.
Right,
you know?
And she's leaving it on the website and everything. Yeah. But the kids are right across the street.
Just be respectful of the kids. Oh, what do you think, Joe?
Yeah, if it's across the street from elementary school, yeah, Heck Boy, yeah. You know, and it's her movie theater, you know, and it's Hellboy on there. Yeah, why not?
It's not like it's Cockman, Joe.
What if it was Octopussy? Remember when Octopussy came out?
Oh, yeah.
When Octopussy came out, I'm like, I can't believe that they got away with calling a movie. And this is when I was a kid, when the fucking movie came out.
Yeah, no, I was actually similarly scandalized. I was like, say what?
Yeah, but this is before Octomom, when Octopussy really became something. Okay, here we go. Last story, probably.
Poo! Oh, sorry, I missed it.
Of course you did. That's why we were so distraught when I made a break for it. Got past those cheeks and kept on going.
Made a break for it.
Didn't realize you were so attached. Maybe you should have told it so before it left. Maybe it would have stayed there waiting for you.
Dangling.
I didn't want to go, Pip. I miss your intestines. Hanging on for dear life like a little poo.
Like a little.
Little nugget. Ew. Pip bouncing up and down on the toilet trying to shake it free.
Get away! Go! Disappear with your brethren!
To see everything bounce on her tits. You're going bouncing.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good look.
Works for me.
Scat porn.
Mm.
Yeah.
Crack Pie is now Milk Bar Pie. Milk Bar founder Christina Tozzi. She's on MasterChef.
Mm.
I watch her on TV with Chef Ramsay, who's been selling the pies since 2008. And asked Susie that the old name was getting in the way of letting the gooey, buttery slice bring happiness. My only goal in creating the thing in the first place. Money had nothing to do with it. Tozzi caved to a handful of media grumps who found no humor in a sweet, sludgy treat named for an addictive substance that disproportionately impacted communities of color. The city saw 2,245 homicides in 1990, most of the victims black and Latino, compared with 2,089 in 2018. But the joke referred only to crack's diabolically addictive quality, which the pie supposedly shared. Was any milk bar ever picketed or boycotted by black people or poor people over the crack pie, which has only been available for 11 years at multiple locations and widely celebrated in books and on TV? No. The people who supposedly insulted over it obviously have a sense of proportion and humor unknown to the well-fed white food writers. I could see why you wouldn't want to name something now crack pie, like, oh, because everybody's so sensitive now.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't change it.
It wouldn't rename something that had always been named that.
But you know what? I don't blame her. She's so famous. She's getting this great. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But people need to fucking relax. People need to pick their battles.
Yeah. This seems like really oversensitive.
Yeah, because people are getting upset. There used to be, Entenmann's used to make this cake. I think I talked about it before. This cake, I don't know if they still make it.
Devil's
was,
Food Cake.
Oh, no, it was better. It was this cake. It was chocolate. And it had chocolate frosting.
Excuse me, Pip, can you get your tarp? I think Joe's having a moment over there. Did you see it melt in? And like,
you can borrow.
Three layers of chocolate frosting with chocolate. I called it crack cake.
Yeah.
Because when I had that, when I was at my old job, Lenore, my friend, you know, used to work with her. She used to have a party. We would buy, you know, that cake. I would eat it all by myself. And she would go, you know, that was for other people. I'd be, fuck them. Yeah. And she used to buy two, one for me and one for everybody else. I'm not kidding. And I used to call it crack cake because when you ate that, you didn't care about anything. Nothing mattered but that cake.
What was it like? Like chocolate cake and then frosting and then chocolate cake, like layers?
And it had the little chocolate thingies on the top. And it was.
Oh my God, I think I just came.
You should. You should.
Wow, I'm sitting on my fucking chair.
I think you and I should relax and have a cigarette together. It was amazing.
That was
and I would
great.
Call it crack cake because when you took a bite, nothing mattered. Nothing mattered except
thanks,
that
Joe.
Cake.
That was great.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Almost as good as poo!
Come back, poo.
Oh. You know, the poo's all grown up and left the nest.
You got new friends now, Mike.
That's. But I always joke with the kids at Starbucks, and I say that those little tiny scones that they have that have the little like vanilla icing on them,
yeah.
And you can like they have a threefer deal, threefer whatever.
Oh, Joe, yeah, Joe, you know, girls, those, Joe's girl will get those.
Yeah, those little tiny ones.
Yeah, yeah.
I said they have crack frosting because,
yeah.
Like, if I see those, I'm like. I really need one, but I really want three. You know, they're so good.
Yeah.
But, I, you know, then again, I understand that, you know, communities have lost a lot of people from this.
I mean, you're just bringing more attention to it after 11 years. Nobody's bitching about it.
Yeah,
no.
That's the thing. That's my whole thing about this whole way. Suddenly things now are a problem?
Right. Crack
it's
is
ridiculous.
Whack was a long time ago.
I think you know, a lot of this, when you start going after shit like this, the backlash just causes people to be more crass.
Uh-huh.
And said,
uh-huh.
Spite.
Uh-huh. Yes, yeah, spiteful. And it also dilutes your message. If you're trying to say, look, this, you know, this is something that wasn't funny to people of color because it was, you know, like it decimated their population.
They weren't bitching.
But
they probably just wanted some nice crack pie.
Yeah, they were like, this is delicious.
You know, here's the thing about black people, what I found. Believe it or not, they like delicious treats, too.
And they have a great sense of humor. I mean, you know, it's like about this kind of stuff. You know, people are just normally down to earth and they're just like, oh, it's just funny. We understand there's not actual crack in it. And, you know, we're not celebrating the loss of people from drug addiction. It's like, give me a cup of coffee and a slice of that. Heaven. That looks really good.
Listen, I get why she changed the name. If you're in her, if you're in her position, she's
if you're
TV.
In her, you gotta sell, and stuff
marketing.
Like that. No, Bar Pie's not a bad name for it, you know.
Yeah, what? What the hell?
But they people gotta stop worrying about nonsense like this.
Yeah,
it's too much.
Yeah, pick your battles.
It's not gonna. It's not gonna. It's not gonna. And you're
like,
right.
Like
you're
the Heck Boy made sense because there's little kids there.
Yeah.
But like, just to change it, otherwise you go really.
Do you think this is gonna make people go do drugs?
I'm hoping.
No, they're going to want another slice of this pie.
Oh, I've had it, but now I'm
You know, and it's like the whole, like I said with the the Heck Boy thing. It's like when I originally, you know, as I was reading, you know, it's like, oh, for the love of Pete. But if the woman turns around, you know, there's an elementary school next door. You want to know something? Yeah. And I'm keeping it on. I'm keeping it on the internet. Okay. All right. You know,
yep.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine.
Yep.
All right. We'll come back with some Scam Busters with Ann Jackson. We got on the break. What do we got here? I should know. I wrote it down.
What do we got?
We got new music from Patrick G Spot.
Oh, Patrick.
Featuring Danky Seagal and Jenny Joao with OK. And DC LaRue with It Makes Me Believe in Love Again. And you can learn more about both of them at khb-music.de. Two songs.